This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden, sitting in here for Doug Steffen, who should be joining us momentarily via telephone as he is on location this week. But as joining us as usual is Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the publisher, editor, and the guy who makes it all happen up there. You can always visit them at talkersmagazine.com. Look at some of the stuff that's going on in the talk radio industry. It is the Bible of talk radio. We all go there when we want to know what's going on in the industry. And one of the things that they do so well is every single week they monitor all of the talk radio stations around the country to see what you are talking about with your favorite hosts. And this week is no different. For the week ending June 1st, Michael Harrison, would you please do the honors of going through the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week?
Yes, this is the June is busting out all over edition of our survey. And at number 10, we have the major League Baseball action, and as the season just starts warming up. And talk about hot, the NBA Finals are finally here, and basketball is very exciting as a playoff sport.
Yeah, you got LeBron doing 50 points and still can't win. That's amazing.
Well, he's taken the Cavs to the finals again. He's been in the finals now for, like, what, 8 or 9 years in a row?
Yeah.
He basically has carried that team on his back. He's an Iron Man, and I think that his legacy is set regardless of what happens with those superlative warriors, the warriors. At number 9, we have the murdered Russian journalist story, which is one big, huh? At number 8, we have Kim Kardashian visits Trump on political and justice business, which is a huh? At number 7, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 6, immigration policy and MS-13. Steel tariffs own the number 5 spot. The Trump pardons this week at number 4. At number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation continues to be a topic of interest. At number 2, the North Korea talks, very interesting. And number 1, gigantic story that we can determine during the course of this hour how important a story it is, but it certainly is one that has been talked about more than any other and covered on a gigantic level, not just in talk radio,
absolutely,
but in the news. The ABC television cancellation of the sitcom Roseanne by firing Roseanne Barr and pulling the plug on their most successful ratings getter moneymaker. On the People survey, we have the aforementioned Iron Man LeBron James at 10, Kim Kardashian at 9, at number 8, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump, a little brouhaha. At number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza. At number 6, Barack Obama. At number 5, Hillary Clinton. At number 4, Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe. At number 3, Kim Jong-un. At number 2, Roseanne Barr. At number 1, of course, Donald Trump. And there you have it.
Of course. And those top three, you put those three in a cocktail party, and man, what you got going on there.
Yeah, interesting conversation.
It is an interesting. There's your top 10 stories and your top 10 people of the week. And, Michael, I'm going to leave it up to you because Doug Steffen joins us right now. He's on location. We'll say it.
Aren't you?
You are on location.
Are we located anywhere?
I'm in the studio.
Studio.
Yeah. It's not anywhere fun. So should we go forward or should we go backwards? You want to go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
Who are we talking to now?
You're
are we talking,
talking
to
you.
Doug?
You
okay.
Are
you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
I don't care. To me, it doesn't matter. Time goes in both directions. Let's work our way down.
All
or
right.
Up. Up meaning from 10 to 1. Okay. Isn't that funny? Up is lower numbers. People have never gotten this countdown stuff right, but usually you work your way to number 1 as opposed to, and coming up later in the program, the less interesting songs.
We're going to work our way from the biggest hits to songs you never heard of. Number 10, this is always Doug's favorite topic. Doug, this one's for you. MLB and NBA Finals, and being a Washingtonian, I'm going to go ahead and slide the hockey, the Stanley Cup in there, because the Capitals and Las Vegas, their first year team, are really making it interesting. It's a great series.
There's something about Las Vegas having a hockey team that doesn't feel right.
Well, you know, one of the things that's crazy about that is that apparently the ice is not in the best condition there because they just cannot keep it cold enough. So it gets the gouges from all the skating. And I heard them on the local sports station in D.C. talking about how they have to learn to skate on that ice because, and I don't know, maybe it's just an excuse, but they're saying it's just, you cannot keep it cold enough in Vegas to keep it really, really slick.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow. So, I'm sure they have enough ice for all of those drinks they serve in the casinos.
You know what? I'm sure if they poured all that ice on the rink, that it would probably take care of it.
Okay, here I'll say something stupid. Why don't they import the ice from Washington?
They still got to keep it cold.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Okay.
A side sports story that I thought was great, listening to Dan Patrick the other day. There, apparently, athletes have burner Twitter accounts, which is a fake. So they have a real Twitter account. Okay, I am Rich McFadden, or I am Michael Harrison, at Michael Harrison. But then they have fake accounts, or at Doug Steffen. Doug, how many Twitter accounts do you have?
Let me think. Well, they're associated with a program. There's one. I have two.
Okay. So imagine if you created four other accounts for the purpose of supporting yourself. So saying that Doug Steffen is a really smart guy. He's the best talk radio host. Athletes are doing this. And they're finding general managers of, the Philadelphia 76ers had five fake accounts where he was attacking his own players and his own management team with them. And this is the big story. It's blowing up all over the place that all of these athletes and all of these people in management in sports are using these fake accounts to attack not only their opponents, but their own players and their own teams. And I thought, wow, wouldn't that be awesome if talk radio did that? And you know somebody out there has to have it. You know that some talk radio host out there has four or five burner accounts where he attacks his opponents across town and where he supports his own audience and his own topics.
But why are these coaches attacking their own players?
Calling them sissies, saying they don't man up when they have to.
No, but why?
To.
Why? What's the benefit of that?
I think it was one of two takes. It was either that they don't get to say it in public and want to be able to say it and want to be able to get it out there, or B, they want to motivate them by making them upset.
I see. Or keep them from getting too heady or thinking they're too cool.
Exactly.
See, I find, one of the things I find in terms of human nature, and I bet Doug agrees with me on this, is that the real resistance, the real competition in life comes from the people on your team, not necessarily your opponent. That you're just as likely to get backstabbed, you're just as likely to get throttled by the people that are your teammates, the people that you work with, the people on your station, the people on your team, your bosses. Bosses don't like it when their players, either in the big time publicity spot,
more than they are.
They don't like to. They deal with. I often hear it with the heavy 100. Oh, you had to put him on the heavy 100. Aren't you happy? It makes your station look good. No, now he's going to want to raise.
Right. Oh, really?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, I get that all the time.
I want to raise. Yeah. That's it. So here's the spin on. That isn't just in terms of radio. I guess you could look at it on any level. People who are insecure, people who they don't get what their position is in life. I think that's, it really is pretty amazing how negative and angry people are, just in general. Negative, angry, and they're not satisfied, they're not happy. And it pervades the social media stuff, gives everybody an opportunity to do that. And as you pointed out, they sort of mask it in a cowardly way by not, they've got somebody else's name or they come up with something else. It really is sort of a sickness. And if you look at some of the other things, if I can extend on that a little bit, if you look at some of the other stories this week on the countdown, there is that element throughout. Look at the, to talk about Roseanne, to talk about Trump, to talk about the Kardashians, we talk about, even, you know, we tend to demonize people, and somehow or other, there may be a certain element to that that's valuable, but more, if you really dig down to the core, which we don't seem to want to do, there's something wrong with the people. Most of the malevolent behavior, most of the things that are antisocial are done by people who are not adjusted. Right. And by definition, they're not adjusted, right? That's why they do these things. So when do we get to the real core of the problem and try to fix that? Or are we going to spend all of our time and all of our lives being superficial and picking and poking at people because they do something stupid?
It's human nature.
I think we should give them drugs.
Ambien.
Right. And I think they need medication, Doug. I think you're absolutely right. Widespread mental imbalance.
Well, I don't know that medication fixes mental imbalance.
I am kidding.
I know you are. But I'm listening to you, and I'm sort of thinking, because I don't often listen back to the things that we do, or as I'm participating, I'm not listening in the same way that I'm listening now. So it strikes me that there are so many people around, maybe it may even be the majority of people, who have something wrong with them. And yet we all think we're the best.
There's nothing wrong with people. It's just human nature. It's the way we are wired.
To have something wrong with us?
Everybody wants to be better than they are. Everybody wants what somebody else has. And when you don't get that, and when you don't have that, and when you realize you might not be good enough to get it, you act a little crazy, and that's where it all comes from.
Do you think that goes back? We have to take a break, I suppose, here in a moment. Does this go back to the history of mankind? Does it go back to the last 150, 200 years? The gunslingers in the Old West, they were good gunslingers, but if they didn't like somebody else, they'd just shoot them. You know, that's kind of what we have.
No, what would happen if you had a reputation for being the fastest gun, you could be sure some kid's going to come and test you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what would always happen. Well, maybe you're right, though. Maybe we should approach this differently. Like, number one, Roseanne canceled. Nice lady. What a shame that she tripped up and made a mistake. Why can't Trump get along with that cute man with the fun haircut from North Korea? Isn't Kim Kardashian wonderful? She now is concerned about prisoners and social justice.
She's a real role model.
She's a role model. And, boy, I'm so glad that Russian journalist wasn't murdered. I was worried about it. I thought he was dead. It's so nice he's back. I'll have coffee with him.
That is the crazy.
You're mocking me.
No, we're not. We're not mocking you. We're taking cynicism to a higher level of satire. What you've said is right. You're absolutely right. But this is what makes the world go round.
Yep.
Humans are not perfect. We are a conundrum. We're in one way we're like angels, another way we're like devils. It's the old good and bad story that goes back to the Bible. I mean, it's just what we wrestle with.
All right. Well, speaking of bad, we got bad topics from number 9 to number 1 coming up. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 20 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. You know, I believe buying a home is almost always a better idea than renting. But if the fear of a big down payment is holding you back, I've got some good news. Today, the average down payment for first-time home buyers is a lot less than 20%. And here's the best part. Our mortgage experts at Quicken Loans can help you find a variety of mortgage options that may require as little as 3% down. Now add to that Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes, which will give you an edge over other buyers. Here's something else to consider. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So don't let the fear of a high down payment hold you back. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Rich McFadden from Radio America, along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine, who helps put this list together every week, talking about what you are discussing on Talk Radio all week long. And joining us via telephone is Doug Steffen from the Powerless Farm. And we are at the number 9 and number 8 topics here. The murdered Russian journalist who actually really isn't murdered. How much crazier can these stories get, Michael?
This is a crazy one, and it makes you realize that you can't believe anything. You know, talk about fake news. This was news that was faked by a government and by a journalist, and I'm not sure who's telling the truth. And frankly, at this point, I don't think it's...
Why do we even care?
I was just going to say that. Well, we care because it taints the discussion. For a while, this was all part of the pile of evidence indicating that Russia is a very bad country, and you know that they murdered
this. Is a very cut Russia. The people of Russia. This is how we get lost in some of these discussions. It isn't so much the people are bad or that Russia is a bad country. It's that the leadership is bad. Putin.
But the people of Russia love Putin. The people of the United States love
who
Trump.
Says so?
I don't know. This is complicated theory. The question is, do people get the government they deserve? And
yes,
because if the people of any nation don't take responsibility for the government, and it's hard to overturn a tyrannical government. I'm not saying it's easy, but if people do not take responsibility for what their nation does, then they get what they deserve.
But how do they know what the nation does if they don't have proper communication. We can bring that back around to us. We have terrible communication in our country. We have a lot of news media, but the news media is so bastardized, and the people who run it are so compromised, and so we get fake news isn't even the issue anymore. It's what is real, what's the truth, what are facts, all of those.
What's important, what's not important.
Yeah, and so what we've done, it may show that people are not able to govern themselves. Democracy may go down in history as the biggest failure in terms of government in the history of the planet, because we're seeing it here in America. It may work for smaller countries. It may work for places where there isn't a large population. But in terms of our country, I don't even want to go to Russia. Our country is being terribly managed and has been terribly managed for decades.
Well, that's a good point. You're making a good point, and it comes down to the issue. We see this in business also. Is big necessarily practical? Is there a point at which any organization that becomes so big that it becomes unmanageable? And when you look at what the size of this enterprise known as the United States of America has grown to, and then you have simplistic answers like, well, we should just be libertarian and have no government. Simplistic answers don't work in complicated situations, or if you want to have a simplistic answer as to what is the American public. Oh, the American people have spoken. Well, I've yet to see the American public or the American people. I just see
the American public is not on the same page. The American public, if we're lucky, there are 40% of the voters that were eligible to vote elected Trump. And that's his core. He doesn't have a majority. He never will. And I don't know that the president, Obama, didn't really have a majority. The way that things
work. Well, the way it's done in the UK, they don't get a majority either. I mean, but still, democracy is the best worst system that we have. So we'll stick with it. It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Shop Lowe's and save big on updates you can make throughout your home. Refresh your walls with new color with stain-resistant paint that makes cleanup a snap, starting at $26.98. Craving new appliances? Get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Right now, people everywhere are searching millions of used cars to find great deals. Can you hear them? Yep, sounds like they're going to Carfax.com. After all, it's the best place to find great deals on used cars. Millions of users can't be wrong. They know that only Carfax gives you a free Carfax report with every search. And make sure you're seeing all the best deals. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. President Trump taking heat from some of his critics about pardons he's granting. Conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, one of those being pardoned after he pled guilty to violations of campaign finance law in 2014. D'Souza says this morning,
"Here's the important thing, and that is that justice is not simply a matter of, hey, did you break the law? It's also a matter of, was the penalty proportioned to the crime? And did other people who do the same thing get the same penalty?"
He spoke on Fox and Friends a short time ago. The president's also considering a pardon for Martha Stewart and commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. A top North Korean official is scheduled to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump at the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Before past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Rich McFadden along with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine. And Talkers Magazine creates this list every single week when we talk about the top 10 talk topics on radio and in the news that you are discussing. And as usual, Michael will take us through the list of the top stories and people. Michael?
And I want to mention that Doug is missing in action again, isn't he?
So, Doug is missing in action, yes. Yeah, a rough week on the power situation up there on the farm.
Okay. Well, Major League Baseball action is at number 10, along with NBA Finals. And I want to mention that this does not reflect sports talk radio. This means that they're talking about sports on news talk radio. And you know, being in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of interest in Washington, D.C. and Las Vegas in hockey. Hockey does not carry the same weight, even on sports talk radio, as the big three do. And that's football, baseball, and basketball. Hockey is the fourth. And if you're in golf, you might get mentioned. Tennis, you might get mentioned. And after that, forget it. It falls off the chart. At number 9, the murdered Russian journalist. That's a peculiar story. At number 8, Kardashian visits Trump. And that, I know you have a lot to say about. We'll talk about that. At number 7, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 6, immigration policy and the gang MS-13 in the news. Steel tariffs at the hand of Trump at number 5. At number 4, Trump's pardons. At number 3, Trump-Russia investigation. That goes on and on. At number 2, North Korea talks. They go on and off. And at number 1, ABC TV cancels Roseanne. And we'll be talking about that for about another 10 seconds into the future, and then it'll be forgotten. The People Survey, LeBron James at 10, Kim Kardashian at 9, number 8, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump, a little mini brouhaha when compared to the Roseanne story. At number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, Dinesh D'Souza, they are the ones that are pardoned or being talked about, pardoned or commuted or whatever by Trump. Barack Obama at 6, Hillary Clinton at 5. Number 4, the threesome of Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Roseanne Barr. And number 1, Donald Trump. What a threesome if it were a cocktail party, as you pointed out earlier.
Yeah, that would be a phenomenal. I would love to be sitting there on a fly on the wall with those three. All right, so let's jump to number 8 with the Kardashian visits Trump. You know, in a week when you think the craziest thing is the Roseanne story, you look at this and you're like, Kim Kardashian goes to the White House to meet with Donald Trump. What in the world could they be talking about? Well, as it turns out, Kardashian is worried about Alice Marie Johnson and her plight. She's a 63-year-old grandmother who is in prison for some drug convictions, and they got a life sentence, which she thinks is unfair, and is trying to get the sentence commuted. All right, cool. The thing I find interesting about this, Michael, is this whole movement where there are now podcasts and celebrities worried about the plight of people who have been wrongly imprisoned. Just this morning, I was listening to a podcast about a guy on death row who obviously did not commit this murder, if you listen to the evidence that they put forward in the podcast. And yet he was convicted because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he had the wrong rap sheet to be there with. Mm-hmm. You look at these podcasts, the Serial podcast that comes out all the time, and the celebrities that take these cases on themselves, and what media has done and what technology has done to be able to right some wrongs, illuminate some situations that should be looked at further. And isn't it amazing that we look at this thing called broadcasting and the effect that we can have on things that just used to be, you know, back in the day when the cop took you to the pokey, that was it. You were done. If he said you did it, and you're going to jail.
There's much more information now. There's much more opportunity for people to take up causes. There's many more vehicles for people that want to be famous to be viable in that regard. It's definitely currency. And between Twitter accounts and social media, the voracious appetite for gossip that the media has, the blurring of the lines between journalism and entertainment has created a situation where somebody like Kim Kardashian West could have enough momentum and gravitas to visit the President of the United States to talk about a specific case. But then again, look at the President. The President of the United States is a total product of the environment that I've just described.
Do you think that that citizen reporters have a whole new play in this game now, that those of us who control the microphones on the radio stations and on the television stations now have to compete with citizen reporters?
There's no doubt about it that people who are paid to work for, organized platforms, I wanted to use the word legitimate platforms, but organized platforms, business commercial platforms, have to compete with people out there who are doing everything from sending out blogs and sending out podcasts and commenting on news and putting video up on their Facebook pages and all that. But citizen reporters on one level is a really good thing. The fact that there's so many ways people can express themselves and so many ways a story can see the light of day. But citizen reporters also is a very bad thing because a lot of folks are not educated as to, if I can use the word discriminate, between truth and falsehood, between balanced and reason versus hyperbole and exaggeration. We got to get through this and learn how to deal with this wildly noisy world that we're living in. More importantly, we have to teach our children how to discern real news from BS, and that's a big problem.
What a great expression you just used, wildly noisy society that we live in. It's incredible how you have to filter through information every single day just to kind of figure out what's important and what's not. And just looking at this list this week, we'll get to number one here in a second, I don't know that we're capable of that. I think that those who decide what is important to talk about look for the stories where they know every Joe Sixpack will be able to participate in the story, and I think that's kind of what drives what ends up on the air nowadays.
To a certain degree, yeah. When you have legitimate journalists or organized journalists quoting people's Twitter accounts for news, well, look at Joe and Trenton says.
Exactly.
Then you have a problem.
Well, let's look at this. I mean, so we've got at number seven, we've got the Iran nuclear deal. It's kind of a complicated story. You have to be up on it to really know what's going on. You have to have your opinion about it. I would say that probably I agree with Trump. Saying this was not a good deal for America, let's step back and take another look. Do I agree with how he does it and the way he goes about it? No. But is America first probably a decent thing to do in a nuclear deal? I would say so. It's just, and then you go on to number six, immigration policy and MS-13. This story gets so badly twisted, Michael, in the media. It's unbelievable. Trump doesn't know how to speak eloquently enough to say these bad guys in MS-13 are criminals and murderers, and we want to go for them and them only and get them out of the country. It always gets twisted and turned around into all immigrants must leave because they're murderers, drug dealers, and rapists.
Well, is it incumbent upon the president to learn how to communicate that?
It is. It absolutely is.
Okay. So, isn't being a communicator one of the responsibilities of being president?
Isn't it also the responsibility of the media that's covering him?
Yep. There are a bunch of bad communicators in the communication business.
Right. Should CNN, should MSNBC, should Fox News, should everybody be taking the words of our politicians, trying to relay the information that we should know about that day and twisting it because they want it to be seen in this light?
Yeah, exactly, because they're preaching to the choir as opposed to preaching the facts and hoping that the choir joins them. That's the major upheaval in journalism and media today versus 50 years ago or 30 years ago. These are targeting audiences, knowing what they want to hear and then giving them what they want, selectively presenting them with points of view and stories that confirm their notions and give them affirmation. It's affirmation news as opposed to objective news, and you decide. This is where we've gone. It is because of the commercial aspect of corporate media. I'm not saying that that's not a good system, but it is a good system on steroids. It's run amok. It's run amok without pride, without ethics, without responsibility. It is driven by greed and fear. And this is a deep problem of character that has manifested itself in our country, perhaps around the world, and we have to deal with it. The question, of course, is back to what you said before. You know, we're talking about a noisy world and every citizen reporter having a say and blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah. The other side of that coin is Are we better off sometimes not knowing?
Like we did in the 60s?
Yeah, things that you don't know aren't going to hurt you.
Right.
Does society run better when the public is not informed about all of the dangers and all of the dirt?
And all of the foibles of our politicians.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, who knew the JFK and Marilyn Monroe? Who knew about that? It's like front page news when this stuff happens.
I ask that as a theoretical question. I'm not suggesting that we're better off without that. I'm asking, are we better off without knowing?
Right.
You know, the old thing, you know, that they know that we've been visited by aliens, but they don't want to say anything because there'll be public panic. You know, government keeping secrets from people because they can't handle the truth.
Ah, the cat's out of the bag, man. We got YouTube, so I know everything that they don't want us to know. All right, coming up, the number 4 through number 1 stories, and obviously we're going to talk about the Roseanne cancellation and how that was the massive story and why it was the massive story of the week on talk radio and everywhere. It's 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protected with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
What's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
47 past the hour, and here we are at the top of the list here, going number 4 through 1. We've got number 4, we've got the Trump pardons. And this is kind of interesting in that, Michael, I say this happens all the time where Trump, where the president pardons friends of friends and friends of his. They usually do it on their last day of office, but you say it's not so much the case, and that him wanting to pardon possibly Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza is not really normal.
I think it's political. I think that he's sending a message to his... It usually is political. You're correct. Everything is political. But in this case, I think it's a political message he's sending to certain people to hang in there and not give up on supporting him, even though they're in the clutches of Mueller and the clutches of the FBI. You know, and that's that. Trump is a real unpredictable player. You don't know what he's going to do.
All right. Well, so the number 3 is the Trump-Russia investigation. We're still talking about the mole a little bit. Mueller seems to be winding down. We're going to see where that goes. North Korea talks. Will it happen June 12th or won't it? And
it's a reality show.
It's a total reality show.
No matter what, you have to admit that North Korea appears far more benign today than it did 1 year ago.
Yes.
And I personally think Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are two peas in a pod. I think they play ball.
Absolutely.
I think they both realize they can gain from each other. And I think that Trump is just doing his typical Trump, let's make it interesting. We'll see coming up next on the North Korea Talks We'll see where it goes.
I could see Kim Jong-un living in Trump Tower.
Yep.
Riding in the same limo as Trump. All right, at number one, which we beat to death a little earlier, ABC cancels Roseanne over her Ambien tweet. And that's it. You can't say anything racist like that, Roseanne, especially when you're on the Ambien. 50 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Indeed it does. It's 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Rich McFadden from Radio America, along now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our legal beagle, as Doug likes to say. And this is when we take a few minutes and we look at kind of the law and the legal aspect of some of the stories on the top 10 list or some of the people on the top 10 list. And I guess, Steve, we should really start with, even though we have the Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe thing there, and we've got the pardons, the Trump pardons, we're going to start with Roseanne.
You know, I knew you were going to go there.
It was the monster in the room. It was the monster in the room all week.
Yeah.
And you've got to say, where are the legal aspects of this story? What if she sue ABC? Can Ambien sue her? Can she sue Ambien? I mean, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, the
response of Ambien with Ambien does not cause racism. Certainly was a clever response. You know, Ambien could potentially sue for defamation, but they're not going to. I think that was considered, pretty ridiculous and not harmful to them. The bigger question is like you say, what are Roseanne's rights? And you know, what about this First Amendment that protects your rights of freedom of speech? Well, the First Amendment protects your rights of freedom of speech from limitations that are put on us by the government. So it isn't the government here; it's a company. And in the days of the social media and Twitter and all, companies which in the past were still able to, they could fire workers if they were saying things that they felt were offensive to the company. But, you know, no one had that kind of reach before social media. And so now, yeah, the company can fire her, but you also want to look, there will be provisions in all entertainers' contracts, and I'm sure hers was pretty strong, called morals contracts and morals provisions. And these moral provisions are if you specifically do say something that the public is finding offensive and can otherwise be harmful to the company, we can, you know, cancel that contract. So she can have a 5-year contract, and that contract is out.
That's fairly subjective, though, isn't it?
You know, it is, and it's interesting you mention that, because years ago there was a running back for the Steelers, Rashad Mendenhall, and he had an endorsement contract. And after 9/11, he made some comment saying that the hijackers were courageous people, and we shouldn't rejoice at death. He also, I think, said something about, you know, we shouldn't be rejoicing when Osama bin Laden was killed, and he got dropped. He got dropped, and he said, that was totally subjective, and that there has to be some reasonableness standard. And the courts did say, yeah, there does have to be a reasonableness standard in there. In this case, I don't think ABC was going to have trouble finding it, because they did have sponsors who immediately were going to take action and drop. So, the morals clause, it isn't totally one-sided. There has to be some indication it isn't just your saying that I violated it. But it's very strong, and it's been used very effectively.
Yeah, but let's get down to the brass tacks here. Those advertisers wanted Roseanne to stick around, the show, to stick around as much as Roseanne and ABC did. They all were making money. They all were doing well. But they were scared to death of the boycott that was about to come, and you knew it was coming, so they just cut the snake's head off.
Yeah, and that's actually it. I mean, this is one of these instances. You know, there have been times where it's been, you know, invoked with an actor or an athlete who is, you know, not really bringing in big money, but she was at the top of the game. I mean, it was just a week before that ABC was trotting her out as the face of ABC. So they were indeed not happy to do it. Did they do it? Did they do it for reasons of color? Absolutely. But the color was green, not black or white.
So what if she worked for the government and said that?
You know, that's very interesting, because working for the government, her rights probably would be protected as a political statement or a political commentary. Here's where that comes in. If you are I teach at a private university, Bentley University. If I make a political statement that my employers don't like, they could fire me. But if I worked for the University of Massachusetts, that is a state institution.
Right.
And if I made a comment they didn't like that was political, they couldn't.
It's interesting. There it is. Your rights all explained and protected by Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 58 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.